Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast, episode 55 with me and D.
No? Yeah.
Is it good? Well, yeah, we'll just go with that. I'm not going to redo it. We're trying to phase some things out. But yes, thank you for joining us on what is episode 55 of the podcast, where tonight we are joined in my bedroom because the studio is moving.
The studio has moved.
We're literally picking the studio up and taking it somewhere else. Yeah. And
it's in transit at the minute. It just would be too noisy, I think, to do it.
Yeah, back of a lorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, back of a wagon. No, yes, it is the 6th of June, D. Friday the 6th of June. It's still another absolute scorcher of a week. Nice, cool Friday evening. Time to sit back and discuss the weeks that we've had on the podcast.
There you go.
Yeah.
This is our weekly ritual at this point.
It is. It's a week.
This is how we unwind.
A weekly ritual.
It's a weekly ritual. This is how we unwind at the end of the week.
Yeah, I'm so glad you could be here, D. I'm glad I could be here.
It's an unusual setup, Chris, because we're staring directly at each other.
Into each other's longing eyes. Yeah. Yes. I like the table setup, though.
Inescapable.
Indescribable. Insurmountable. I spoke to you before about the table setup, and I like the table setup.
You like the table setup.
I much prefer it than the studio.
We go for a casual feel on our set.
I know.
That's for the guests, you know.
It is for the guests. Make them feel at home.
But when it's just us, we're in business, we sit at a fucking table.
Yeah.
We do some table work.
We do. We do a lot of table work. We have, in case you see us glancing over this way, the World Cup quarterfinal match.
Brazil
and Belgium is on at the minute. It's currently 77 minutes in and it's 2-1. Brazil just scored. So we're keeping up to date with that. We'll keep you up to date so that when you rewatch this on Monday.
You'll know exactly what happened Friday.
Yeah.
This is for you.
Dee, tell me about your week.
Well, Chris, what happened? That's a good question.
Yeah.
I can barely remember.
Let me from think. Our, we did our last podcast on a
Friday. So I had a whole weekend. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything.
Good.
I didn't do a single thing, man.
Good.
Wasted a bit of time here and there. Tried to play some games.
Tell me what you played.
Well, should we talk? Yeah.
Can we just do that now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because I didn't play very many games, but you give me Horizon Zero Dawn.
You give me feels.
You give me Horizon Zero Dawn.
I did, yes.
And the special edition as well, which is really, really pretty.
It's because you get the artwork, the book of art.
It's a pretty case box
for Horizon Zero
steelbook setup.
It's very nice.
And I was very careful with it. I took it. I transited it. Mm-hmm. It was in transit to Belfast. And I was very careful with it. I put it in its own little special compartment in the bag because I don't want to damage that because it's very, very pretty.
Oh, you took it up to Belfast to play?
Took it all up to Belfast. Okay. Installed it at home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I installed it at home, Chris, and your disc was a little bit dirty.
Oh, was it?
And I got to like 89%. And it started sticking. It's like, shit, I'll take it out. I cleaned it. It was grand.
I have a feeling I know why it was dirty.
Was that so?
I take my discs out when I take pictures of them for Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I like
to set
them down and then I never clean them again. But, it's a bad habit.
It got to 89% and then I had it ejected and it started from scratch.
Oh.
So I didn't get to play it then until like Monday or Tuesday. But
okay.
No, I did actual things this week, I'm sure, probably.
Yeah.
The weather was out, so I've been playing a lot of Pokemon Go.
Have you?
On the go.
Have you?
I've been going on the go.
Right, so you've been taking walks to play Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go. Yeah, I've been going out of my way to go on walks. Taking the long route because there's more Pokestops.
Ah.
Yeah. That's a good game for if you want to get health, fitnessness. You know, if you want all that good health, fitnessness stuff.
If you want fitness, I mean, you just got to get Pokemon Go.
Just got to get Pokemon Go. But it makes you go like, You go out of your way to do actual little activities, go for walks. Mm. I hatched an egg. A 10 kilometer egg. So you have to walk for 10 kilometers for this egg to hatch. So I got that.
Serious?
Got that this week.
You have to walk 10k.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's different 6.2 ones. Miles, D.
That's 6.2 miles, Chris, yeah.
It's a long way for a...
So I had a 6.2 mile egg and fucking just hatched the fuck
it's
out of it.
It's a game I never played, D. And I know
you'd like it though.
It's
no good here. Not in Isle countryside, but in a city or in Armagh or anywhere.
Mm. I'm rarely in Armagh, but for when I'm in working.
Yeah.
So unless I find a lot.
If you just had Pokemon Go going when you were in work, you would like hit all. You'd walk about 20 kilometer. Like
I walk a lot of steps a day in that place. So
Are you still? Do you have a Fitbit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you use your Fitbit at work?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. How many steps are you racking up?
About 22 a day. 22,000.
I do about 22 steps a day.
22 steps. They're big steps. Sorry. Anyway, 20K. 20,000 steps a day.
Across your 22 steps in a day, you do approximately 20 kilometers.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah. About 20,000 steps a day.
Well, I'm not hitting those numbers at all, but I am getting out for actual walks. Mm-hmm. You know, the other day I walked to Bujum. rather than have it delivered to me.
Excellent.
You know?
I want to hear about that Bujum as well.
It was delicious.
Good.
As it always is. It's glad I heard delicious. That. Yeah. Very unexperimental with Bujums.
Yeah. You know, just plain fajita.
I know what I like.
Well, no. Well, that just made noise. Not plain fajita, but you...
No, like I have my regular thing, like, yeah. But I know it's good. And every time I go in, I'm like, I could experiment, get something different. Maybe go a bit spicier with the salsa, maybe get a little bit of extra meat, try a different, you know, maybe get guacamole.
Get good.
Get good, son. Mm-hmm. But I don't, I just get the same thing. You know why?
Why?
Because it's fucking great.
Yeah.
And why,
yeah.
You know, why risk it?
I haven't craved a Bujum since my bowl. But I kind of want.
That's because you inhaled the fucking bowl and then looked for afters. You're like, anything else going?
Anything else off the grass? Over there? You got any more of that fajita? No, that's good. That's good.
So I also had Domino's on Tuesday night.
Good.
Which
Did
made
you
me
walk
feel
for it?
No, I've got it delivered.
Yeah,
we got home from work. The England match was on.
It's
I don't know.
Right.
England are in the World Cup. I think they're doing okay. Yeah.
I think they're winning it.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're winning the World Cup.
But I haven't really heard anything about it on social media or in the news or anything. So you know,
hear very little about.
Yeah, very little about. I was watching them play Colombia.
Yep.
And I decided to get a wee pizza. You know, just enjoy the day.
It was 2 for Tuesdays.
It was 2 for Tuesdays, but there was only one of me. And the people I was watching with, they had their food sorted, so I was kind of like, fuck it. I'll get my own pizza.
Okay. What do you go for?
You know what I go for.
Double decadence?
No.
No, just a double pepperoni. Thin and crispy.
You fucking serious?
Italian.
It was Italian, yeah.
It was Italian.
Single pepperoni.
Single pepperoni? Because you don't get enough.
Because, I can't justify the extra pepperoni. They put like 3 extra slices of pepperoni on that bitch.
Should be 3 extra slices. Per slice.
Per slice.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's maybe 1 per slice.
Yeah.
At most.
Nothing much happened this game. We counter from Brazil.
Oh, that was awful. Who was that?
Coutinho.
Oh my God.
You were expecting him to score.
I was expecting a screamer.
That was absolutely brutal.
Anyway.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, so I had the medium Italian style dough.
Dressing.
What do you call that?
Base.
Yeah. Go get that. Nice. And a single pepperoni.
Nice.
And a garlic pizza thing. Garlic bread.
The actual big one?
No, the smaller one. Smaller
good,
one.
Good. Was it delish?
It was delish. Mm. I got it and I got the garlic dip and I mixed them together. Garlic on garlic. It's brilliant. But I had that and I had it eaten in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And the company I was with commented on that.
On how fast you ate the
pizza. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Not in a bad way. They were impressed.
Like, Jesus. I'm not even mad.
Yeah. I was just kind of like, I didn't even realize I did that.
Yeah.
I was just eating my dinner.
Good.
Because I had a very, 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 very small lunch in anticipation of the pizza. So.
Okay. Did you have a stressful day? Is that what it was? Were you stress eating? No.
No. No. No. Okay. I just said I'm going to have a pizza tonight with a football.
Good.
Yeah.
You should.
And it was good. And I also had, I had a calzone this week as well.
Where'd you get that?
Little Wings.
Oh, okay.
In Belfast.
Nowhere I'd get one, though.
Yeah.
I really want to try a calzone.
Calzone. It was good. It was good. Yeah. Spicy.
Really?
Yeah, it was quite spicy. The pepperoni was... there was a pepper to the pepperoni.
That's unusual.
That's what I thought.
Domino's just don't do that.
Yeah,
yeah. Domino's still do salami?
I don't know.
They used to have salami on their menu. And then it came off their menu. And
well, that would imply they don't do it anymore.
I asked for it before and got it. And then asked for it again and didn't. They were like, no, we don't do that. But I'm like, but I've never questioned them.
Salami on a pizza is a pretty standard topping.
I like salami on pizza. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to ask them because I've really craved a Domino's lately. And I think next time I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to be like, do you have salami? Yes. No. Why not?
If you don't, I'm leaving.
I'm leaving. Walking. Yeah, that's it. If you don't have salami, I'm going to go like just down there and get a pizza. Go to like Apache or somewhere. No, I won't go to Apache. I'll still get Domino's. They have my money. All the time.
I had 3 types of pizza this week.
Brilliant, sir.
I also had an Apache this
week.
Did you? Funny enough.
Where from?
Blaney.
Oh, good, good.
So, on Saturday night, I wasn't doing anything. Mm-hmm. My sister wanted to go out.
Mm-hmm.
She needed someone to mind the kids. So I was like, I'm not doing anything. That's great. I'll go up and mind them. They were all asleep. Should have just been a matter of sitting there and watching TV.
You should have the Horizon with you.
I was gonna. But I had to pack up the PlayStation. I didn't bother. I just went up.
Always have it packed up. Never have a plug.
You should be ready to go, right? But yeah, I decided to order an Apache because they deliver in. That was grand. It was good, pretty good. Yeah. €10 for a fucking medium
large
pizza. Or a large pizza.
Is it medium or large?
It was one of those two.
It's big enough.
It was a big pizza.
€10, yeah.
It thoroughly filled me and it was good for him.
What'd you get? pepperoni.
Pepperoni, man. Mm-hmm. I am so unoriginal when it comes to pizza. Like,
yeah, it will. You see, that's it. Like, you know what's good in pizza. I do. So you just gotta,
I'm gonna experiment a bit more.
Just stick with that.
I'm gonna experiment a bit more as we go forward.
Don't know.
Going forward,
I tried experimenting a bit with pizza. It was good for a while, yeah. And then I just went back, and I was like, "Why'd I ever doubt myself?"
I know what I like.
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
But funny enough, babysitting didn't go tremendously well because at about 12:30, my niece awoke, looking for her mother, and I went up, and I was like, "Mummy's not here." She was like, kind of pretty understanding for a 2-year-old. Yeah. To be fair, she was like, "Why not?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, she's coming back soon, but it's okay. I'll be here." And she's like, "Okay, I want to go downstairs." I'm like, It's half twelve.
Yeah.
Gotta go back to sleep. I wanna go downstairs.
Yeah.
And that happened. I went on for about 10 minutes.
So we compromised and
we compromised. She went downstairs. So about 1:00 in the morning, this fucking 2-year-old was completely lit. Like roaring to go, playing with toys, making noise, laughing in hysterics at nothing. This girl was just adamant.
Just because she was so tired.
No, she knew that it's bedtime, but she was like, No, I'm having so much fun and I'm so active, so it's not time for bed.
Yeah.
And eventually she did go. It was like about 1:30 before we got her back upstairs into bed. But a bit of fun, didn't mind it too much.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not a great babysitter.
No,
I mean any other babysitter worth their salt would have put that child to bed.
Yeah,
and she would have went to sleep. Sure. But nah.
Sometimes it's easier just to avoid the arguments, the crying.
I just took her. She played. I continued to watch. I was watching Westworld.
She played, then I played. We both played. Watched Westworld. I played the blocks.
It was a good time had by all.
How is Westworld, by the way?
I don't really know what's going on.
Okay, yeah.
I'm 2 episodes in and it's good.
Yeah.
It's not mind-blowing.
Yeah.
But it's good television. Mm. But I'm waiting for something more conclusive to happen.
Okay.
It hasn't happened yet.
Okay, I think it will happen though. Yeah, it's supposed to be a great show, so surely something happens.
I'll stick with it, Chris.
Or else everybody watches it waiting for something to happen and yet nothing has happened.
And because they've all heard that it's good, they just say, yeah, it is good.
It is good, yeah.
Waiting for something to happen.
One person said it was good, and everyone just follows suit. I had a quiet week as well, actually, D. I worked a lot during the week. Because from the last podcast to now, I didn't have any days off, so I was waiting for yesterday and today I've been off work. So throughout the week, I did nothing. Went to work. I had a couple of early days, which were nice. Finished 4:00, came home, trained. Been playing a lot of The Last of Us.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Doing it in the grounded mode at the minute, as you know. And it's brutal. But I'm right at the very, very end. I literally just have to get through the last door.
Yeah,
and
that'll
trigger the final cut.
Yeah.
I just can't get there at the minute. So I'll probably get that either tomorrow night or Monday evening.
Very good.
Day off's Tuesday, so... Playing a bit of that. Watching The Office.
Good.
The Office, very good. About to finish it as well. And then I'm going to...
We've got a whole collection of things to watch. I'm going to
start watching Pokemon.
Oh, nice.
Been really wanting to watch this for a while. Again. And I put it on to see what the quality and stuff was like just on the Blu-ray disc. And it does. It looks superb. Did a really good job of that.
Nice. You got a nice little setup of stuff there. You got Lost, Friends, The Office.
Well, that's your office. That's not my office.
Yeah, that's right. Lost. Parks and Rec and Lord of the Rings. That's some setup.
Yeah.
Aren't you able to just move?
I think it might have moved a little bit. I played Mario Kart yesterday, which I was telling you for the first time in ages. I think I was kind of in the mood to play it after we played Double Dash up at QCon. So we put it on yesterday on the Switch, and the four of us... just tuck into it here, and it was just great. It was really, really fun. I really like that game. You're always in the mood to play Mario Kart. You just might not know it yet. You know what can I? Mm-hmm. Where you might not feel in the mood, but you get into a race and you just get so into it. Then it's just oh my god, this is brilliant. And it was nice to kind of break up the just how tough The Last of Us was. So it was nice just to get that.
That's the ultimate. Contrast, The Last of Us.
The Last of Us, indeed. I played some Minecraft, and then there's a decision here for a penalty.
Yeah.
That's what we're watching at the minute. 5 minutes added on to this game as well.
That is no more a penalty.
No. But he might give it, because he didn't give the last one.
Yeah, which was a clear-cut penalty.
He didn't give it.
He didn't give it. We're good.
Put in Minecraft again, did some more work. but kind of just fell out of it because I was in the back of my head. The reason I'm playing The Last of Us is to finish it so I can take into Fallout. I really want to play Fallout. And now, obviously, I bought the Vault Dweller Survival Guide sitting there, and I've got the Game of the Year edition. So I just want to just take into Fallout. I want to play it on survival difficulty, and I just want to just go at it just my own pace, do my own thing. So that's what I'm going to do. Hopefully during the week I'll take into that.
Get back into it.
Yeah.
I Fallout myself, actually.
Good?
Yeah, really good. Yeah. I mean, just classic Fallout
so
formula,
good.
You know, walking like, around.
But for watching scoring. Other videos on YouTube, I would know the half of the stuff that there is to do and see in that world. It's amazing. And this time I really want to take my time with each quest and kind of, you know, like when I go into like a shop or a store or something, instead of just like ram stamming through it, I'm going to take my time to pick up the, you know, the bits and pieces and read them and kind of build up a story of what's going on or what happened in this place.
Yeah.
Just to really enjoy it. Like
I've been playing with without using fast travel a lot more.
Oh.
So I kind of plan my trips. I'm like, I got quests all around the map, and I'm going to go over here first, and I'm going to walk my way down.
Yeah.
So and so, and move around that way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's far better that way. Far more immersive, and you just kind
of. That's it. Yeah. Because there's no fast travel in survival mode either. So I look forward to.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Got to just walk everywhere. What else have I done this week? I bought this shirt. Bought a Hanover Cougars from Gears.
Where did you get that?
Insert coin.
Ah, right.
I seen it a while ago, and it was like 40 quid, and then there was a tab open on my phone. And I went into it and it was Insert Coin again. And it just popped up that it was on sale for 20 quid. And I was like, well, I'm buying that.
Yeah, yeah, that'll happen.
So just put it straight into the basket.
It looks excellent.
Yeah, yeah, it's class. It's a nice shirt. Really nice shirt. Like Hanover Cougars, you know. The Cold Tree.
It's Trash Ball shirt.
Trash Ball. Coalition, I think it says it. The Coalition Trash Ball League.
CTL.
Shirt. Yeah, CTL. Kind of made me want to play Gears when I got it again. I was like, I'd like to do this.
Yeah.
What else did I do this week? I definitely did something else.
Did you though? You're a terribly boring person.
This year, so this top... I'm looking around the room. There's definitely something else I did.
Behind you, isn't it? Whatever it is.
Got a McDonald's yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Haven't had McDonald's in a while. What'd you get?
So I've wanted one of those raspberry... Oh, what a save.
Oh, dear.
Oh, days. That was an incredible save.
What minute were you in, Chris?
92, 93.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, it was going over, I think, was it?
I think so. But, I mean, that was...
Important.
Are they going to take keeper up for this? Surely not.
By God. Really?
I'm sorry, we're just kind of pausing the podcast for a moment till we see this.
If anyone doesn't like football, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but this is...
Use the timestamps to skip ahead.
I mean, we haven't said anything on the World Cup throughout the... Oh, keeper just came running!
Keeper came running up
and they put it wide.
Awful.
That was terrible. Awful. That was absolutely terrible. I doubt Brazil are going out here.
It looks like this is the end of Brazil in this World Cup. But hands of Belgium.
Went to McDonald's yesterday. Haven't had one in ages. I really wanted one of those raspberry cooler things. Raspberry Mc Raspberry cooler, Raspberry Ripple cooler. I don't know what the hell they're
McRaspberries,
going.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, the milkshake, the Raspberry Ripple milkshake.
Yeah.
So got one of those, got myself some cheeseburgers. I got a chicken sandwich as well.
Cheeseburgers. Like, yeah. Anyone else gets a cheeseburger at McDonald's?
If it's not enough, one's not enough.
Yeah.
Got a chicken sandwich as well and got some fries and some selects and it was really, really good.
Good. Nice That's meal. A hefty meal.
It was. I got it kind of early on in the day and then last night I had some sushi.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah.
You think of the sushi?
Oh, it was good, yeah. Was good.
Have you had sushi before?
Yeah, I've had sushi numerous times before, but not in a very long time. Picked it up. I was like, this will make a nice snack. We're playing The Last of Us last night, myself and Aaron. I was just like, I'm just going to have some sushi and a Coke vanilla and enjoy this. And it was absolutely brilliant.
There you go. How do you feel about vanilla Coke? Coke Zero, vanilla Coke Zero.
It's good, but I prefer the cherry.
Really?
Yeah,
haven't had the cherry.
Coke Zero cherry. I'll get you a cherry one. It's very, very good. That's it over. That's it.
Belgium are through to the semifinal.
Belgium are through to the semifinal. Brazil are out.
I'm almost glad to see
Wonderful
it.
Wonderful game.
Yeah.
That was a very good game.
I got Belgium in the sweepstakes, so I'm happy to see this.
Good. Good.
Yeah, Neymar's a
Neymar, yep.
bollocks.
Yeah,
sorry.
100%. That's good to see.
Yeah, that is good to see. I'm happy with that. Yeah. That will conclude the football speak, I think.
Yeah, there we go.
If you don't care anything about that.
I have no idea what's going on.
Christopher, stop slapping the table. Like, the table has a mind of its own here.
It really does.
It's kind of slithering and moving about.
See it just going everything off.
Oh, God. We put too much on the right side of the table. It's going to collapse now.
Yes. I fell asleep on Wednesday
night.
Tuesday night. Okay. So I work Wednesday morning and my alarm was due to go off at 5:10. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's fair enough. And I woke, as I do most nights, middle of the night, well, about 3:15 I woke. I was like, my phone was in the charge. I was like, I'm just going to take this off the charge. Like I do, check the time, fall back asleep. Took it off the charge, press the button. Nada.
Mm.
I was like, oh God, what's wrong? Press it again. Nothing. I was like, fuck, was my charge not on? So I turned on the light, sat up, my phone had the green light that it was fully charged on it, and it was not doing a thing. And I was like, oh God, what's wrong with this? So I was like looking about the room to see if I could find my watch lead to charge my watch to get an alarm set, because I knew I fall back to sleep.
They're not waking you.
Huh?
There'll be no waking you.
Exactly. And then I started stressing out, and then the more I stressed, the more I woke, and I was sitting buzzing then. Long story short, my phone broke.
Yeah.
Software issue with the phone they put it down to. Broke. So I bought a new one. I bought the S8.
Nice. It's
a very nice phone.
Phone. And you're not having taken the tape off yet.
I'm waiting to get a cover for
it. You're going to take it off, though.
Yeah.
Because your last one, you just didn't take it off.
Huh?
Your last one.
That's right. Yeah, it stayed on for ages. For years. It's already peeled off slightly, and I don't like it.
No.
But yeah, it's a very, very nice phone indeed. It's taken me a little bit to get used to it, but the camera on it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Great space. Decent operating system. It's very, very fast, and the battery is supposedly very, very good.
I've heard only positive things about the S8.
So, I mean, yeah.
Good phone.
Yeah, I'll stick with it until this one breaks.
You stand by it, Chris.
I'll get myself a case for that. But I think that was my week. I had a very quiet week.
Quiet enough week.
We just worked a lot.
Yeah. I had another tasty meal I forgot to mention.
What'd you have?
We had a Bunsen burger. So Bunsen is like a...
like a Bunsen burger?
Yeah.
Burner?
Yeah, I think that's the pun.
Ah.
Bunsen burgers. But like it's a burger joint. They ask how you want your burger done.
Oh, yes.
Which is always a good sign. And I had like a medium cheeseburger.
Oh God, that sounds great.
Onions, pickles.
That sounds amazing.
Cheese sauce. It was delicious. And sweet potato fries, Chris, which were fucking gorgeous.
Actually sounds brilliant, dude. You're making me hungry.
Neglected to mention that, and it was delicious.
You're making me salivate.
When
did you get that?
Got today for lunch.
Brilliant. Well done, sir.
There's something else that I completely forgotten about at this point.
Let me see. World Cup, McDonald's, new phone. Mm. I'm going strong through the July 30.
Yes, that's what I've been keeping up.
So I wanted to do my top 30 games out of my collection. One every day. I'll post it to Instagram.
Yeah.
Throughout July. So I'm on day 6 today, The Last of Us today.
See
Lots more to come from
seen
that.
A pleasant surprise with Tide the Tasmanian Tiger.
I just have such good memories of that game. As I said, I never really played many more platformers after Crash Bandicoot. So I played Crash Bandicoot when I was young. Then the next one, I think, might have been Ratchet and Clank, or it might have been Tai.
Yeah.
I don't really remember. But I do remember just putting hours into Tai, just trying to get all these different boomerangs and stuff. And I was like, oh, this is a winner, winner, chicken dinner. So I got it on Xbox like a couple of years ago and played it.
Nice.
And I kind of want to play it again.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm keeping up with that. Listen to this podcast, find us over on Instagram. Just search for Team Xite, I believe we are. And you can keep up to date with what's going on there.
Team Xite. Mm-hmm. That's how we spell Xite.
Yeah. We also have plans for our new studio now, I think.
Yeah.
Which is very exciting news.
I mean, the studio is currently moving. It's in transit. So
it's in transit.
We have pulled the trigger on this. It's happening.
Mm-hmm. It's something big is coming. Yeah.
Something wicked this way comes.
Yep. Yeah. What?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Lots of phrases.
I think that was my week. I think... It's been a quiet enough week.
That's a nice bookend for your week.
Yeah, it is a nice
studio.
Good God, it's because we don't sit around the table that often. Do we have to get much better at this whole?
Yeah, this is something we can work on, Chris. Because we're gonna, along with moving the studio, we're gonna change it up. We're gonna add a table. Yeah. We're gonna remove a couch.
Yeah, add a table, remove a couch. Get proper setup, cable management going.
Just get real weird with it.
Yeah, get real funky with it. Yeah, pretty much. Let me see, before we go into this, yes, you said lead with this and I completely forgot.
Oh yeah, that's right. Riding a high today.
We are riding a big high today.
Yeah.
We want to say thank you to each and every one of you, because as of today, we hit our very first milestone, well, our first big milestone with this channel. We hit our 100 subscribers to the channel on YouTube.
Whoop.
We'd like to say a massive thank you to everybody who has subscribed to the channel to make it so at this point. It's
100
people, yep,
or robots,
yep,
watched or subscribed
to XA Gaming. Yeah,
that's class.
It's great, dude. It is. It's great. It's so nice to see. And we've said it time and time again that although we do prefer, no, we
careful
love
now.
Our 100 subscribers.
Yes.
No. What I was gonna say is, we love getting the interaction with.
Mm.
Whoever our subscribers are, our friends on the social media platforms.
Yeah, subscribers.
We
love
that. Yeah, we've pretty much just said that, like, we weren't going to based this channel around how many subscribers we had, that regardless of the number, we were just going to keep pushing forward and just to do this every week because we enjoy doing this.
Yeah.
But seeing that just change to the triple digits today was such a nice feeling.
Very, very nice.
Very rewarding. And
it happened without, kind of didn't really see it coming because we were sitting on 98 for like a week, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
For a long time and then just ticked just up to 100 bing. Today.
There we go. So thank you very much indeed. And we will have a couple of very special videos, I think, coming soon.
Yeah.
Based around our subscribers and our 100 subscribers, so
to celebrate it.
Yeah,
celebrate
hopefully by the end of this week, if I get a bit of time to get finished off with the mine shafts,
we
can get that done, and we'll go through each and every one of you that we know. Remember to make your profile public, so we can see you and we can see who's subscribed.
We can add you to the now infamous Minecraft mine shaft.
Yes. 100%. Thank you very much to everybody for that and to getting us to this point. Remember, you can find this podcast and all of our previous podcasts over at youtube.com. Just search for X8 Gaming. Can we use a slash now?
Oh, yeah, it's 100 subscribers. We're going to have a custom URL very shortly. Yes. So, watch that space.
Until we have the custom URL now, though, you just go to YouTube, search for X8 Gaming, do what you've done. You'll find this. The link to the podcast as well in all of our other social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And you can find the audio versions over at iTunes, Podcast Addict if you're an Android user, or any other podcast hosting service, basically. And we will be doing a lot more to make sure that these become a hell of a lot more available to you guys in the not too distant future. All that being said, now the road, D.
Change is afoot.
You get any news this week?
No.
I've been keeping up with one story in particular, and it's nothing to do with gaming, but have you seen this about the Lost Boys in Thailand?
Oh, yeah.
My God. Incredible.
Insane. It's absolutely incredible.
So, 12 under-16 footballers from Thailand and their coach got lost in a cave formation in Thailand, basically. And
it flooded.
Yeah, it flooded due to it being rainy season, and now they're trapped.
Yeah.
In the cave. They're trapped for 9 days before they were found.
Yeah, they were in there for 9 days and no one knew whether they were alive or dead or if they didn't know where they were at all.
Yep. They've been found, so I think tomorrow will be like the 12th day or something. They've been found. They've got food and water and stuff to the boys at the minute. The thing is, the cavern that they're in is rapidly running out of oxygen. And they actually can't get, they've sent in divers, they've got like British divers in to help out with this.
Yeah.
But they can't get the boys out at the minute. They've tried pumping the water out. They're trying to drill in. They're trying to cope with all this. Basically, the safest route back out can't house scuba gear.
Yeah, it's not too narrow.
And already a diver has died going down.
Diver died today. Yes. Yeah, that's right.
So it's a big operation at the minute.
They were saying like they're considering using some sort of equipment to have the boys scuba swim out. That would involve like training each and every one of them how to
use the scuba gear.
Yeah, which would take, we're talking weeks already there.
And as of today as well, Elon Musk has loaned his engineers to the cause to see if they can come up with some kind of solution to it. But apparently, I was listening to the news and there's reporters reporting from the area, the village that they're in, and they're having like a full-blown festival at this.
Well, because the kids are alive.
The kids are alive, so they're loving this. And there's food vendors, there's people giving out free food, there's music every night, there's dancing. They had a barber down just cutting people's hair for free.
It's just people just being bros. Massive, so people just coming together to help out.
It's like Timmy O'Toole in The Simpsons.
That's exactly what it's like.
That's what it is,
It reminds me as well of, remember the Chilean miners a couple years ago?
Like,
that was something that was just like, it was miraculous that they made it out, and I'm really hoping that the same thing can happen with these.
So I can't wait, hopefully, by the next podcast, you know, we'll be able to say that shortly after this podcast, they were rescued.
But the other possibility is that they're talking about is like, because they can get food in, and they can get air in, and they can get sort of people in very small numbers in and out. They're talking about, like, if worse comes to worse, just waiting it out.
Yeah.
2 months.
Waiting it out in the rainy season.
Two more months until the rainy season ends and the flooding sort of subsides. Yeah. Imagine, like, being in a cave.
Yeah, for 2 months.
Fucking hell.
It's a long time, man. It's a very long time. But, yeah, can't wait. I can't wait to see what becomes of it, basically.
Yeah, I just really hope there's a positive ending to all
this. Yeah, 100%, yeah.
That's absolutely massive news at the minute. And obviously, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. But I mean, if you're the... Are you keeping up with Wimbledon at the minute?
Yeah. Wimbledon's a bit. Yeah, Wimbledon's happening. It's so... It's just in the absolute shadow of the
shadow
World Cup
of the World Cup, yeah, indeed. Good to see Federer still doing his thing on court. Yeah,
still rocking it.
Serena Williams still holding strong as well. Did you do anything for 4th of July, meant to ask you?
No, Christopher, because...
Because we're not American. We don't celebrate our independence.
Yeah. Well, you know, we didn't get independence on the 4th of July.
We should have celebrated... what do you call that day? Not requisition... Is it requisition day? No, what do you call that day in Fallout that they're celebrating in Vault...
Reclamation Day.
Yes.
Reclamation Day, yeah.
Vault 7. Yeah, we should have celebrated that. Celebrate our reclamation.
See, we don't do the...
Us leaving the studio.
We don't do the 4th of July here. We do the 12th of July.
Yeah.
We're all saving up for it.
Yeah. Big bonfire.
Funny enough, like, 4th of July went even, like... Because, like, we have a lot of people, like, on Twitter and stuff who follow us. We're all American.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of our subscribers, I think, as well, are American. And we follow a lot of Americans on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't hear a whole pile about the 4th of July this year.
Yeah. Very low-key. It was a low-key 4th.
It was a low-key 4th.
Good. Good to see it.
It was a good Wednesday.
Very good Wednesday.
But it was a low-key 4th of July.
Very good. What about this unseasonable weather as well? Well, it is unseasonable.
It's gotten a lot cooler, thank fuck.
Still very warm.
It's still 20s, 23, 24 every day.
Manageable. Like, more manageable now.
More manageable. Yeah. Still lovely, but not just like putting you out of it, Kenny.
100%. Dee, we've talked a lot about on this podcast about food.
Incessantly.
We've talked a lot about different kind of fads and different things. And one of the things that's crept up time and time again, particularly from yourself because you do a lot of it, is intermittent fasting.
Intermittent fasting.
I'm going to pick your brain a little bit about it this evening as well. And basically a couple of things off that, like OMAD, a couple of different food challenges, cheat meals, stuff like that there.
Cool.
That's what we're going to talk about tonight in the podcast.
Yeah, if you're interested in that.
If you're interested in that kind of thing. If not, use the timestamps down below that will be available at some point.
Yeah, we do. We always say we're going to do the timestamps.
Yeah.
But
I think we should just start doing what it's obvious to. Have you seen theirs?
Every time timestamps coming soon. Yeah. And they never seem
they
to
never
arrive.
Never do. Because by the time those timestamps are ready, I mean, the next podcast is going out. So what's the point, really?
Like, what is the point? If you're watching, it's obvious. You know, we love your stuff, but get your shit together. We can say that, even though we never put our timestamps in. And if we do put our timestamps in, it's one saying main topic.
Yeah, main topic. Yeah, so you know where to find the main topic.
You can sift through the rest of the shit. I mean, the content. To get there.
That's something we'll look at in the future.
Yes.
Home of the empty promise. Intermittent fasting day.
Yeah.
You do it. A lot of people around the world seem to do it nowadays as well.
Yeah, it's catching on as a habit. What would you use to describe kind of like there's a lot of eating fads and fad diets and stuff. I wouldn't describe intermittent fasting as either a diet or a fad.
Neither would I. No. It's I wouldn't more describe of, it as a fad, definitely not.
No, it's more of like a regime on how you eat your food. So the actual food you're eating is kind of irrelevant, you know, if you're looking at it strictly from the terms of intermittent fasting. So you could be an absolute pig eating complete shit.
Yeah.
As I do. And still following sort of the schedule of intermittent fasting.
Yeah, of course.
Or you could be proper, like, I'm dieting, I'm cutting, I'm eating healthy, clean food. Like, a lot of fitness people would be doing this, hitting their macros, following all that there, and still
following the guidelines for intermittent fasting.
So essentially, intermittent fasting is kind of what it sounds like. It's fasting for intermittent periods of the day or week.
Yeah.
So
what way do you do it?
My most common way is what you would call a 16-8 or a 20... No. An 18-4. No. 18-6. I can't... 24 hours in a day.
Yeah, so it's 24 hours in a day.
So you can do 18 and 6.
So 18 hours on, 6 hours off?
Yeah.
Or 6 hours on?
6 hours of eating, 18 hours of fasting. So 18 hours on fast.
So the larger portion of the day here is what we're saying is you
don't
eat. Eating.
You fast, right?
So you're giving yourself a very small window of the day where you get in all of your calories.
Pretty much. Not necessarily that small, though. I mean, like, if you're talking, a lot of people do 16-8, which is you have 8 hours of your day where you can eat. So essentially, most people have breakfast.
Which would suit a lot of people.
You could make it work a lot easier than you think. You know, a lot of people would say, I couldn't skip breakfast. That's grand. Have your breakfast at whatever, like 9 o'clock, we'll say, if you're like a sort of standard 9 to 5 kind of working thing. Have your breakfast at 9, have your lunch, a big lunch at maybe 1 or 2, and maybe a snack then at 5, just before your window closes.
Yeah.
And then that's it. You don't have a big 9 o'clock the next day.
You,
yeah, exactly. You don't have a big dinner that evening. You go to bed hungry, right? A lot of people can't cope with that.
I'm one of those people.
Yeah, but a lot of people think that as well. But the reality is, I mean, you're not going to die.
No, but I'd be so cranky.
Yeah, maybe.
Surely your sleep.
This is true. Like, you have to
your
find
sleep not deteriorate. Your quality of sleep not deteriorate.
No, it's actually not necessarily the opposite, but you should not eat food like later than 6 o'clock, because it takes energy for your body to metabolize. Mm. So whenever you're sleeping, your body is metabolizing the food that you've recently eaten, even though it was four or five hours ago. Mm-hmm. Your body is not in a complete state of rest. So it's actually better to go to bed hungry, because then your body is not doing anything.
Yeah.
It's focusing on repairing cells, sleeping, and whatever the brain does at night, doing all that stuff. And then you wake up in the morning, you feel hungry, and you have that kind of caveman impulse to go
and just
do work to get food.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of people, like keto people, will always like talk about this. This is how we were built as human beings. You wake up in the morning, now you have to work to find food. I don't know if I really believe all that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people who tell you like psychologically it's the best way to go, and like there's health benefits to it, because apparently because if you're fasting for extended periods of time, your body is in this state of kind of like, we are not comfortable, so we have to be like alert.
Yeah.
You know, so it's more ready to repair cells if they're damaged. Yeah. It's more ready to do kind of fight or flight activities.
That's interesting.
This is a concept to it.
So like, if you're hungry and say you get injured, your body... Okay, yeah. So if you're hungry,
it's not necessarily getting injured though. It's like
But that's what I'm saying. Like, how, like, is that the same thing? If I was in a state of starvation, no, that wouldn't work.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's not gonna actually like
just answer my own question.
Yeah, as you like, if you break a bone or whatever, eat, like, you need food to repair all that and all. But it's kind of like internally your cells are like they're kind of constantly processing. Yeah. Like, and if you're in a state of starvation, so you don't have like any like energy like just easily accessed, they have to work harder, which means they work more efficiently.
Oh yeah.
This is the concept. I haven't really read in much on this. There are studies out there that say, okay, if you practice intermittent fasting, there's like a 3 or 5% chance you'll less likely to develop this disease. And you know, there's certain benefits for what do you call it, like heart diseases?
Or like cardiovascular.
Cardiovascular disease is reduced if you do intermittent fasting. But a lot of people like to skew those numbers. Like, you know, a lot of people who practice like 16-8. So 16 hours a day you fast, which is like one of the easiest versions of intermittent fasting. They would say, oh, these are the health benefits. But those health benefits were found in people who fasted 2 days out of a week.
So is this intermittent fasting? So do majority of people follow this 7 days a week? Or is this just something that you may do like once or twice a week? Or does it entirely depend on your lifestyle?
It depends on your lifestyle. I mean, at the end of the day, the whole point of it is, there's a couple of different reasons. Some people are doing it for health benefits. They believe that this is going to actually benefit them, like in the long run, longevity wise. Mm-hmm. You're going to live longer. You're going to feel healthier if you practice intermittent fasting. Other people do it because it just works for their routine. Some people like, I mean, I've talked about this before. Like, some people like feeling hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You feel hungry. You can, as I say, you have a basic human need. You have to do work. You have to achieve the food.
Yeah.
Because you're hungry, a caveman like had to go get the food, to fill that need, and then other people like the most common way is to lose weight, and so for the purposes of that, it's just kind of, if you're eating for only 8 hours a day or 6 hours a day as I would normally do, there's less time to eat food, and so you can't eat as much. That is like people will argue it's not to do with that; it's to do with how your metabolism processes that food differently and more efficiently. And
of course,
there probably is truth to that a bit. Yeah. But the reality is you can't eat as much
in the 8 hours as you would. Yeah.
So you starve yourself.
Right. So what way do you work it?
I do 18-6. I'll starve myself for 18 hours a day and I'll eat for 6. So I'll have lunch at 1 and I'll have dinner at 7 and I'm done.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Are you not starving? So what time do you get up at in the morning?
About 8.
Are you not starving between 8 and 1?
That's what I mean. It has to sort of suit your own schedule. I never eat breakfast. Never eat it. If I was eating breakfast before like 11, I was forcing myself to eat it.
Good God, man.
It just takes my metabolism a little while to wake up.
Yeah.
That's grand. So I was like, no bother me going to 1 without food. Some days it's tougher than others, obviously. Yeah. But there's a couple of things you can do if you are like, you need to feel full. Like you can't focus and you can't concentrate and you're like maybe get cranky.
Yeah.
Like green tea is a great one.
Green tea, water, that kind of thing. Yeah. Where do liquids fall into this?
There is disagreements. Yeah. In the community.
So obviously you're gonna have like your fucking gun-ho.
Die hard.
Water or nothing, yeah. Or sometimes not even water.
So, like, people will call that a water fast, which is the only thing you have when you're fasting is water.
Water.
Straight water, that's it. Because anything else is going to activate your metabolism, you're going to lose. So, obviously, there's that benefit of, like, your metabolism isn't processing anything until you start eating. So, like, it's lowering, like, your... not insulin or glucose levels or something. I don't know the science behind this, but a lot of people believe that whenever you start when your body starts metabolizing, mm-hmm. it's already exited the fasting state.
Right.
So if you have like what is like a zero calorie thing that actually like Coke, right? Coke. That's like zero. It says zero calories, mm-hmm. but like it actually has
like one
calorie, right? Yeah. And people would say, well, your body has to do something to process that, right? Whereas water is just there's just nothing in it.
Yeah, just liquid.
Other people would say anything under like 15, 20 calories. Some people say anything under 50 calories. Don't worry about it. So if you're a diet, if you're trying to lose weight from this, mm-hmm. like it's fine to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Take a cup of tea.
Needs, of course,
take a cup of hot tea or cold water, because cold water is really, really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes you feel full and it makes your body sort of actually work.
Works to heat it up
mm-hmm. essentially. So some people would say water fasting is the only way you're going to get
through. So is that what you'll have in the morning then? You get up, will you just have water?
I'll have a drink of water just to wake me up normally. Mm-hmm. Then I'll have nothing till I get to work. And then I'll have about a liter of water, of course, over the course of the first couple of hours. Mm-hmm. And I'll have a cup of green tea or some sort of tea or something hot as well, just to keep me going.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Then I have my lunch at 1:00 and I feel so full after that. It feels great.
Yeah.
And I can go through the rest of my working day feeling, getting that buzz
just from that the food.
And I'll have a can of Monster as well.
Will you snack during the day, like between the 1 and the 7 o'clock?
I don't feel the need to. Wow. For me, I feel so full after the lunch. It was kind of like...
Wow. Imagine a world. You live in it. So with another side question, like with you eating less food, do you find the effects of caffeine to be greater?
On an empty stomach... Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
If I have had nothing to eat and I have a can of Monster, I'm fucking
buzzing.
Like, whereas
if I have food,
it's like, and it's like alcohol as well. That's the same effect, right? But I generally don't have any caffeine until I've had food. I have my can of Monster about 3:00 after I've had my food and before I've had my dinner. My family.
Will you have a can of Monster every day? Yeah.
I have a can of Monster every day. Right. Just out of habit now at this point. But I like it. It gives me a little bit of a... I have a noticeable effect on my habit. Like, so
okay.
That's good like for me.
And then your evening meal, you just eat kind of whatever you want to eat.
This is why I mainly do intermittent fasting. Because I can eat what I fucking want.
Yeah.
I am aware roughly of what calories is going into it. Like, but I'm not focusing on that. I'm not going like, shit, that's actually going to put me over
whatever calories
I wanted to take today. I'm going like, this is grand because I'm not going to eat anything again until 1:00 the next day. That is what, it gives me kind of...
Incentive there.
Peace of mind.
Yeah, but it would give me an awful incentive to think, right, this is my last meal at 7:00. I'm not going to eat at 1:00. So I have to eat
a good
the
meal.
House down here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? You kind of target that, but then in reality, you're kind of like, well, I can't eat the fucking house down because I had lunch a couple hours ago.
Yeah.
So your second meal isn't actually as big as you think it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's normally the first meal you have.
How strict are you with the timing of your meals then?
No, it's grand. Like, I mean, if I have lunch an hour earlier, I'll just stop eating an hour earlier and try and, you know, match it that way.
Yeah.
If I go over by 2 or 3 hours, you know, if so I go for 9 hours one day, that's fine as well. Like, I mean, the idea for me is you should be adopting a new way of eating, right? So instead of dieting, it's just like kind of like, I'm doing a diet now. I'm going to do a diet for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'm going to go back to eating regularly. Mm-hmm. And you're going to put on that weight you lost from your diet, probably. Yeah. For me, it's like, this is just how I eat. This is how I like to structure my day.
Nice.
And, you know, sometimes it'll go off. And sometimes I'll have a meal at the fucking midnight because why the fuck not?
Yeah.
But generally, this is how I eat. And I think I'm better for it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
have you tried different ones in the past as well and this has been the winner for you, like, or is this just something that you tried and just,
you know,
I'm
what
just
like,
stick with
I kind of like to mess around with it just to see like how it affects my body and like what kind of changes I have. So like I've done one you mentioned, OMAD.
Yes, let's talk about OMAD now then. So OMAD,
so mainly what I do is like 18-6, so 18 hours of fasting, 6 hours of eating. That's grand. Another version of intermittent fasting is one meal a day,
OMAD,
O-M-A-D, right? Okay. And that is exactly what it says. It's
one meal.
You eat one time during a day. Now, there is a bit of leeway there. It's not necessarily you sit down for dinner, you eat it, and you're done. It's kind of like your eating window is like an hour.
Okay.
Or 2 hours.
Okay.
And you sit down. And okay. Like, some people will sit down. It's kind of like Muslims who follow Ramadan.
Oh, Ramadan, yeah.
They will normally have like a massive meal after sunsets.
And
like,
yeah.
They'll eat like a lot then, right? And that's kind of like what OMAD is. It's kind of like you'll sit down, you'll just have a really big, delicious meal, eat what you want, and you'll fill yourself over a course of an hour and a half. Like, it's not just kind of lunch for the sake of lunch. Some people do that. Some people are just like, I'm just going to have one meal today.
And can you choose when in OMAD you have your meal?
Yeah. I mean, like, the idea is one meal every 24 hours. So you could do OMAD at 1 o'clock. You could have your meal at 1 o'clock, and then the next day, you're like, if I want to go 24 hours, I got to go to 1.
Yeah.
Well, I might run to 6.
Yeah, and then have a meal at 6.
And then have a meal at 6, and the next day you can go to 6, or you can do whatever. But for me, when I try that, and I've done it a couple of times, it's kind of just like, I want to see if I can push. I had my lunch at 1, and yeah. I'm like sitting at home, and maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm playing Father or something, right? Mm-hmm. There was a guy who was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast, and he mentioned this. I can't think of his name, but he's talked a lot about intermittent fasting.
Blackie?
No, I don't think so. He mentioned like he was of like Egyptian descent.
Right.
I forget his name entirely, but he was a doctor anyway. But he would say like he would be at work and he would want to get so much done that he just didn't want to stop for 20 minutes to eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he was like, I'm going to wait. I'm going to push this till 1, then I'm going to eat like fuck. I'm going to take 2 hours and have a massive lunch, and I'm going to eat, and then I'm going to get back into what I was doing.
Yeah.
So rather than breaking up like your flow to go eat, you know, you free up a bit of time. I've done that a couple of times where I'm just kind of like, I want to go do this and I want to go do that, but I wouldn't really have time. I have to find food in the middle. I'm just like, I'm not going to eat that food. I'm just going to go from one thing to the other and not have that delay and see how I get on. And I've done that, and like, it's easier than you think.
I don't know. I don't think I could do it. I think I would just...
I think you could. I think everyone definitely can.
Yeah.
You mightn't feel too good, though. For me, I'm kind of like, I like the fact that I can say to myself, I haven't eaten in like 26 hours now.
Such a discipline, like.
Yeah, but you kind of get like a bit of a kick out of it because you're kind of like, fair play to me for doing it.
You just want
to
keep pushing yourself to see how far you can go.
And you're kind of going like, I don't feel that bad, like, you know? But then again, I am not a strict water faster, so like I have my can of Monster, which is, I think it's like 12 calories in a can of Monster.
Yeah,
I'm not concerned about those 12 calories at all.
From liquid calories, or
you know what I mean, like it's 12 calories. Some people would say, well, you broke your fast, you took calories of some form, whereas I would say, but it's not like that's not gonna affect my body, that's not gonna make me gain weight of any description. But that's the other main reason that I do occasionally have one meal a day is because I want to eat like a fucking pig.
Yeah.
Like, for example, when I had that Domino's, that was the only meal I had that day.
Wow.
I still had a very, very, very small lunch. I had a can of Monster for lunch.
Jesus.
Because I knew I was getting a Domino's pizza that night, and I was just like, I'm just gonna skip lunch. Went out and I played.
Does it make you enjoy it more?
It kind of does.
Yeah.
I went out and I played Pokemon Go, went for a walk, came back, was pretty hungry, had a can of Monster, and that sat in my stomach, made me feel a bit better. And then I was just sort of sitting waiting, fuck, I can't wait for my pizza tonight.
Wow.
And it was extraordinary.
That's pretty cool. And did you... Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay. I get you now. Wow. So running off that then, so when you're doing your intermittent fasting or OMAD or whatever, like...
Oh, man.
Surely it comes to a point when you just think, oh, fuck this, I just want to eat... Does it? Does it get to that point?
Yeah, it does. Like,
and if it does, what are the go-to meals for you then?
So if I've decided, like, normally I have my go-to meals planned out. I'll be like, I'll get the craving before I do the fast. If you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's kind of like that day at work, I was like, I want a pizza tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fast until I have that pizza.
Fair enough.
My biggest ones,
mm-hmm.
obviously, a Domino's pizza.
Pizza.
A Boujum.
Nice.
I won't always fast for a Boujum because it's not even that. It's about 1,000-something calories, like. But like, sometimes I'll like only eat that, and other times I'll have a lunch on that.
Right.
I don't know. Like, there's nothing else where I would just like specifically go.
Are there no other foods? Like, do you not just be thinking, oh god, I'd love this, because that's how I work.
I'm very good at going, no, I'll have that tomorrow.
God.
Yeah.
I'm so different than you.
I like starving myself a bit.
Yeah, I don't. I like, as soon as I feel hungry, I'm like, I'm gonna eat.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna eat.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's probably to do with the training and stuff too.
Well, yeah, your build's completely different at this point. You had to train yourself to eat like 6 meals a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, whereas I have like scaled down from 3 to 2, which is like a completely different.
True.
Cat and fish.
I look forward to my, at the minute I eat 1, 2, like, does a protein bar count as a meal?
No.
1, 2, 3, 4 meals a day just. And it's nice.
Yeah.
But I try to keep them as clean as possible.
Yeah.
So that I can look forward to me just going. Although, like in saying that, I still have like a pizza most days. Pizza is one of my meals most days.
That's a pretty substantial meal.
Yeah. Like if I work early in the morning, I'll have a pizza in the evening. And if I don't at work, I'll just have a giant lunch.
Yeah.
Just to get calories in. But like there yesterday, I was just like, oh my God, I really want ice cream. So I got a Ben and Jerry's.
I've seen that. I really wanted that. Yeah.
Sometimes I just be like, I really want chocolate. Do you ever take cravings like that? Where you just think, no. Do you not get cravings like that?
I do get cravings like that, yeah. But I like normally I'm just kind of like, nah, I'll get that later. I'll save that up for whenever I'm going to pig out at lunch.
That's it. Like I don't really act on them all as much, but like sometimes when the craving hits, like I just can't. I'm just like, oh. I've been craving an Indian for a very long time now and I haven't acted upon that.
See, yeah, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like, if it's not really easily accessible to me, I'm very good at resisting it.
Well, that's it. Nothing is really easily accessible to me, especially where I live and I don't drive.
But like if you have those pizzas sitting in the freezer and you're like,
I'm just going to have that. Exactly, yeah. I used to have a sweetie jar in my room.
That's it though. If it's so easily accessible, you'll eat that.
I was just like, oh, I'll just have one or two. And next thing I eat like 4 or 5 handfuls. I'm like, why'd I even eat those? Like, you know what I mean? I'm just like, why? Why bother? I
wasn't even hungry kind of thing.
But I love being at work and just thinking what I'm going to do. Because I always base my like foods and stuff around things I'm going to do. So I can't wait to like go home, sit down and play some Last of Us and have a nice pizza with it. Or
could you do that though? Could you eat a pizza while playing a game?
I have done.
Yeah.
But
it just doesn't work.
9 times out of 10, I'll eat the pizza, and then I'll play the Last of Us, or vice versa.
That's kind of what I was on about, is like whenever I want to get home, I've got to go do something after work, and then I get home and I've got like 2 hours to play Fallout.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I would eat into that Fallout time by about a half an hour, making, preparing, and eating the food. Yeah. I'm just like, I could not have the food, play Fallout for 2 hours, and then tomorrow at lunch, I'm going to treat myself to a Bujum. You know what I mean? That's kind of my philosophy whenever I'm doing shit like that.
It's so psychological.
It really is, actually.
Because that with me, I'd just be like, oh, I'll just eat anyway, and I'll still just play 2 hours of Fallout, and then I'll go to bed.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All this talk kind of gets me
hungry.
Hyped. It's made me very hungry, but it kind of gets me hyped because I kind of want to do a couple of food challenges, especially for the channel.
It's going to be a problem for me talking about this, Chris, because I'm currently doing OMAD today.
Are you?
I've had one meal today.
You're joking.
No, serious. Actually, I just realized because I broke it there with the tea, technically, because it's over 50 calories, roughly, with the sugar.
With the sugar, yeah.
So I'm not doing OMAD, so go ahead, let's speak.
I really want to do a couple of challenges, and we've talked about this.
Yeah.
I'd like to do the 10,000 calorie, just because it's like a staple YouTube video. You know, you do.
I would love to do these as well, but I would come so far short of 10,000 calories.
I think 10,000 is gettable.
I think for you, it's definitely gettable.
I don't know.
You're the man who goes to McDonald's and gets cheeseburgers.
I think, yeah.
As a side order.
Side order of cheeseburgers.
For his 3 main meals.
I think I could do it. I think, though, I would feel very sick afterwards, though.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know why.
Ach, no, you will, no matter. 10,000 calories in one day?
Yeah.
That's like what? That's about 3 or 4 times what you would normally take in a day? The 3 times, maybe?
Yeah.
That's about 5 times more than I would normally take in a day. Like, that would fuck me up. Like.
Yeah. I must start counting my calories again, because I don't at the minute. Not unless
just
I'm like
dieting. Interesting to see.
Yeah, I'd like to know what I'm on and then how much further I'd have to go. I'd love to do like a Bujum kind of challenge. We've talked about this. Bujum would be good because I'd like to know how much I could eat. It's quite heavy food. It's dense food.
It is dense.
You know,
heavy.
So I don't know.
There's a lot of filling. Like there's a lot of rice and stuff.
Rice is filling. It's gonna fill you up. Proteins are filling.
I think there's about 1,200, 1,300 calories in a Bujum on average.
What is that, a bowl or is it a wrap?
That's a wrap with like a single meat.
I wonder what a bowl is.
It wouldn't be much more. It actually might be a bit less because it in the wrap's not there.
Mm-hmm. You do get a good bit in the bowl, though.
You do.
But
you
rice do. Is rice hasn't got a whole pile of calories in it.
It doesn't? No.
No,
see, they do lob a right bit of rice into it.
Rice doesn't have an enormous amount. the sauces and stuff might contribute.
They would actually add quite a bit.
Salsa,
yeah.
guacamole, sour cream. That'll sour all cream. Add quite a bit of the fats. I'd like to know, because I think 10,000 bujum calorie.
I think no matter what way or what toppings you're getting, for 10,000 calories out of a bujum, you're talking like 7 or 8 bujums in a day.
I think so.
Yeah. And that's essentially 7 dinners in a day, which isn't unrealistic.
Fuck, it would be 7. I was sitting thinking it'd be 5, but then each one would have to be 2.5.
For no, 5, yeah.
2,000 calories.
Yeah, 2,000 calories. So I don't think you're going to hit.
No.
Unless you're just like fucking layering it in like you'd have maple syrup or something.
Yeah, we could. You have to play it smart, I guess.
Yeah. You can't drink your calories in a 10,000 calorie?
I wouldn't. Yeah, yeah. I mean, some people do, but I think people drink their calories when they go to like 40,000 calories, and that's fair enough. You want to try to consume that amount. You can drink whatever. You can drink a gallon 30,000
calories in a day?
Yeah, I've seen...
That must be like full-on bodybuilders.
Man, no, that's like, that guy, Man Beard Food. He's like, he's a guy from Leeds.
Shit.
And he's really, really skinny, like, and he just has a big beard and... But like the guy consumes like 50, 60, 70,000 calories in like 24 hours, 48 hours. Like, you know, these ridiculous challenges. And you're like, where are you putting this food?
Some people, yeah, but I think like a lot of speed eaters are real skinny people as well. Yeah.
It's just technique.
Yeah, they just fit it into their body some way.
That Matt Stoney, he's like that as well. Like, you know, what ridiculous. I'd love to do a cereal challenge as well.
That would actually be excellent.
Because I love cereal.
Have you ever seen the Matt Stoney video where he took... you'd love that. You should do this, actually. He made a cereal bowl out of Chips Ahoy.
Oh, my cookies. God. I love Chips Ahoy.
Yeah, and he just drenched it with milk and he just eat like... I think he had like... He counted it was like a couple of hundred of Chips Ahoy. It was like maybe 10 or 20 packs.
That's brilliant. I love Chips Ahoy.
Yeah, I think that'd be going for you to try.
The Michael Phelps challenge, he's like 12,000 calorie challenge. That was another one, but that's an insane amount of food.
And it's pizza and fucking pasta.
It's so dense heavy. Food. Like it you would have sit to make in most you of,
so I'd bad.
I'd have to go for a run or something that day.
You die, Chris, if you ran with that in you.
Yeah, but I'd have to try. I need to get rid of the calories. A big long hike. But then if I'm hiking, I'm wasting time that could be spent eating.
You're gonna go for a hike, but all you're gonna do, you're gonna be 10 feet, and you're gonna bulk day.
Yeah, it'd be very interesting to try some challenges, especially for this.
I mean, I'm game.
Yeah,
no matter what. McDonald's is the one I've always wanted to do.
McDonald's, yeah.
Just McDonald's. Going to McDonald's. Well, going to McDonald's about 4 or 5 times throughout the day, and then just hit your 10,000 calories out of just raw McDonald's foods.
McDonald's, let's do that one, because that's a very, like, it's not just an easy one to do, but it's doable.
Doable.
Because I've seen, like, you could eat a pizza, maybe 2,000 calories, 2,500 calories. After a pizza, like, I don't know about you, but I'm stuffed. Like,
yeah.
I am properly stuffed, like, you know, so.
Pizza, so if you're doing pizza, you would have to do, like, wake up at, like, 8 and have a pizza.
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't be fit for another pizza in a bit, like.
I can tell you, I think 6 cheeseburgers from McDonald's, 6 basic cheeseburgers, 2 large fries, a milkshake, and 2 apple pies is only 3,000 calories.
Oh, fuck. That's a lot.
Because that used to be a meal I would have had after the gym, like a cheap meal after the gym. I used to love that. Heavily inspired by C.T. Fletcher. Guy used to eat like 4 Big Macs a day in the height of his like power building career.
Jesus, fuck.
His powerlifting career. And I just always used to think, like, I'd love to do that, like, but I just wouldn't be making the most of those calories to justify eating.
You have
that
to, you really have to be working hard.
Oh, like crazy
to justify
hard,
that.
Like, and I don't. But yeah, we should definitely do some food. We will do some food challenges.
I like that. I'll do some fasting challenges. I'll fast for a week.
Could you fast for? I mean, you could.
I definitely could. I don't think I would though.
No. Your body would be fucked. That guy, Man Beard Food, he said it before a couple of his videos. You check him out. He's been like, so I've like not eaten for like 2 days now in preparation for this. I'm like, surely that's worse. Doesn't your stomach shrink or something? Is that myth?
I don't know. Like,
I mean, your stomach can't shrink.
Yeah, but like your stomach, it definitely expands. It expands a lot.
But just go back to like regular size.
Yeah, regular size.
It's not
going to
like shrink anymore.
I think, if you're the type of person who can eat like, the 30,000 calories, the amount of shrinkage over 2 days isn't going to reduce that capability too much. He's obviously just making it so his stomach is ready to accept everything.
A gluttonous amount of food.
Yeah.
I like that. Let's go for that. Let's try that.
All right, we'll do it tonight?
Yeah.
After this?
10,000 calories after this.
Fuck.
No, we'll do that. We'll do a 10,000 calorie McDonald's one to start us off. And if the video goes well, it'll give us the incentive to just keep going.
And like, it's not even like we need motivation to do it. Like, I will happily eat 10,000 calories of McDonald's. Like,
I mean, DLB Fitness, he did his 10,000 calorie challenge. Guy did well.
Yeah.
I think he did it. Yeah, he did do it.
He did pretty well, actually.
He did one, he did like an American one, I think, as well, whenever like, he was out in America for the summer. I'm not sure if he did it there, though. I forget how that one finished up. But I mean, yeah.
We can do it.
Yeah.
You can definitely do it.
I think I can do it.
Yeah.
I think I have to be food smart, though.
Waving the flag.
One giant breakfast, like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Then
a
giant lunch, and then nothing until about 7 o'clock that evening, and then get the rest of the calories in then.
Yeah, just dinner, a lot of these snacks.
That's where I see a lot of people go wrong. Now, to make a good video and to make it a very watchable video, it's better if like you're snacking and eating loads of different little foods, because you're like, oh, that's cool. But my God, that's rough in your stomach. Like,
eating multiple little snacks.
Yeah, like if I'm having like McDonald's and afterwards I'm gonna have a couple of bars and a packet of sweets and stuff like that, I'm like, oh God.
Yeah. You'd rather just big sessions of eating
foods, massive foods. Still make it an entertaining video.
It will, and it'll be very entertaining.
Right, let's do that then. Anything else you want to touch on? An intermittent fasting, OMAD?
5-2 is another one a lot of people do.
5-2?
Because you said about your man fasting 2 days of the week. So 5-2 is essentially you fast 2 days of the week and you eat whatever 24
hour fast.
Some people, it got like popularized recently, or not recently, but maybe 5-10 years ago. And it was kind of like, if you keep under 500 calories 2 days a week, the rest of the week you can eat whatever you want and you lose weight. And you probably will on the whole thing, because 500 calories is like
nothing.
It's really not a lot for a whole day.
No.
But a lot of people would do, because I follow intermittent fasting quite a bit.
Okay.
And there's kind of intermittent fasting, and then there's fasting. There's a subreddit called fasting.
Okay.
And they fast. They talk, I'm going to do a week's fast. I'm going to do a month's fast.
What?
Yeah. These are the people who really believe in the power of like fasting has proper health benefits for your body, longevity. Like, this is going to make you a healthier human being because putting your body on this system is more efficient, blah, blah, blah. I don't know about that. I'm not convinced about that. Because it doesn't really give me the practical, you know, results that you get from just not eating as much.
I wouldn't be convinced in that either. I mean, at the end of the day, we're made to eat food.
Yeah, we're made to eat food.
Have to eat food.
But we're not made to eat food necessarily every day.
I think it takes something like 600 calories for your brain to function at a normal basic level.
Yeah. You know? So yeah, but like, those calories could be in your body.
Oh yeah, they could already be there. Yeah, of course, yeah.
You know, like, I mean, we're definitely not, I don't think we're built to eat food every day necessarily, because I don't think we did.
No,
at the start. It's only from whenever we, as the human race, worked out how to like do agriculture, to grow grains, you know, have steady supply of food, that happened. Before, it was literally get food when we can and eat it immediately
rather than
100%, storing and keeping. But
you just add what you had, basically.
5-2 is another one you can do. I've never done 5-2.
No.
And I don't think I have much interest in doing it. I'm just going to keep doing what works for me. And that's at the end of the day, this is what it's all about. It's about finding something that works for you. If you're dieting, this might be a way to like work with that.
Yeah.
Or maybe this might be an alternative to dieting. A lot of people think it's an alternative to dieting. But it kind of is, but it's not necessarily. You can still gain weight doing intermittent fasting. Yeah. It's not even that difficult. Like, you could just eat if you eat, say, a bujum at lunch.
Yeah.
And another one at dinner. You're already over your maintenance.
Your deal, yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, it's not impossible to actually gain weight.
Still have to be smart about the food you're consuming.
Yeah. Some people say it makes it easier as well to burn fat. That is a purported benefit. Like, your body is more inclined to burn fat if you're fasting.
That is true. Your body turns to fat as its fuel source.
Yeah. So you have maybe that benefit there, but I don't know. I'm not convinced that that's a process that
can
happen.
That's what keto's like as well. You know, get rid of carbohydrates, you use fat as
well. That keto takes about a week, 2 weeks to adjust to.
To get to ketosis.
I don't think that you can gain them benefits by a day of fasting.
No.
Maybe consistent fasting over the week.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Those are the purported benefits. And maybe just look into it if you're interested. I would certainly recommend it. And it has worked really well for me.
It'd be interesting to hear if anybody who listens to this podcast has done any kind of like, you know, these not fads or fad diets, but if you have done anything like this, like keto diets,
did it work for you? Or you know, what was
paleo? Isn't it paleo?
Paleo is another one.
Paleo is another big one. I would like to do, you know, the kind of like caveman diet: nuts, grains,
meat.
I love red meat.
This is the thing: red meat's bad for you, apparently.
Yeah,
but we don't. You know, these things change so frequently.
Eggs were bad for you at one point as well. Eating too many eggs. Yeah, cholesterol was a bad thing. I mean,
We can't be sure. We just can't be sure. There's not enough study done. Like, but I mean, you might as well just do the thing that works for you.
Yeah.
That's not making you feel unwell. Do that. Do that thing.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
Do it, guys.
I have a weakness to snacking.
Do you?
Big time. I love snacking. It's not that I love snacking. I love food and I love trying new food. So if someone comes along and is like, do you want to try this? I'd be like,
you'll say, yeah.
Oh, God. I have to try not to.
Funny enough, no, I'm not a snacker that much. I like getting, like, snacks, but I'll eat them with the meal.
I guess I'm like that, but I mean, God, I love trying new food.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah, I really want an Indian now that I've said Indian again.
Do it, Chris.
Because I had
the weekend is yours.
I had for my lunch, like one of the days last week in work, I bought like this butter chicken sauce, like an Indian butter chicken sauce. Had it with my rice and chicken, and then bought naan breads as well. Made those. Had like two naan breads, big thing of rice, butter, chicken.
Mm.
And then a punnet of blueberries. I have a lot of blueberries in my diet at the minute.
Good, good. Blueberries contain antioxidants.
Antioxidants, yeah. Yes. Well done. Vitamin C and all that kind of... All the good stuff.
All the good
stuff. Love blueberries, eh? But yeah, maybe a juice diet. A juice cleanse.
Oh, don't talk juice to me. Cleanse. That there kind of crack. No.
I don't believe in that at all.
Man. If all you're drinking is juice, yeah, you'll probably lose weight. But that doesn't necessarily mean...
It's not good weight.
Cleansing your body. Not good weight. Toxins.
No.
Detox. Detox.
Detox. Drink my own piss.
Drink my own piss.
Anything else you want to add to that?
No, I think that's...
I think that's good as well.
I think I've covered what I wanted to say about it.
I was more than thrilled to hear that sound. Yeah, I've intriguing. Learned a lot of new stuff tonight. 5-2, 18-6.
24-11.
OMAD. Can be a period of time, not just one meal a day. Can be like a two-hour window.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. The most important thing is you do you.
You do you. I'll do me. Moving on then... Let me see. I had games down here, dear.
I know we did normally the games, talk though. About games. Yeah, we did the games, Chris. We did it.
You're going to continue with Horizon?
Yeah, for
Tell
sure.
Tell me about Horizon, because you didn't really touch on
it. Yeah, no, yeah. I said I was playing it. So I got... Okay, it opened up, but I'm intrigued enough. The only thing really that has grabbed me at the moment so far is this whole, like... I forget what they call them, but like the old people. You know, the people of the world before whatever happened.
Are they called the mothers?
I don't know. I have a fucking clue. But like they're called like, not the elders or like the first people or something like that. When they're talking about that world, I am really interested. Yeah. I want to know
what
happened. How did they get there? What was the world like? I am so intrigued. Whenever Aloy finds the sense, the focus.
The focus.
The focus and the sort of things pop up and there's like people and their stories. You can listen to tapes and stuff. I'm like, this is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The robot animals are pretty cool.
They're amazing.
They're pretty cool.
As you go on, you find more and more. They probably get better and species. Because I talked to Sinker about this as well, and he was like, oh, yeah, you know, they're okay. And I was like, have you seen, like, a snap maw? Have you seen, like, you know, the big griffin ones? Have you seen, the T-Rex ones? He was like, what?
Yeah. No, because all we've seen so far are kind of basically, like, fairly basic ones. That's fine. I'm expecting things to get more going that their way. And the combat's nice.
Yeah.
It feels really, handles really well?
Yeah.
It handles really well.
I need you to get further into the story. Once you start seeing the lands and the different places you go, the game didn't open up for me until you'll know there's a part in the story where you move to like a different kind of land.
Holy shit. I'm expecting it to blow open.
Very, very good.
You've mentioned that the story is one of the best parts for you.
That is definitely
what is intriguing story me is, so far.
100%. I thoroughly.
Why are they outcasts, Chris? I know. That's got me interested.
Story's very good, especially if you continue to pick up the like little holotape kind of things that you find.
Yeah, I do listen to those.
Yeah, I would pay attention to those. And yes, this is another thing as well. I would, on your playthrough, if you're going through it, try to do everything at once. Don't go for the main story and then...
Do the side quest?
And then think... Well, not even the side quest, but side quests aren't so much, but the... So there's the, what are they called? Like the trials. There's different trials you can do.
Oh, okay.
Where you earn like a sun, a moon, and a star, like pendant for a different person. It teaches you different skills. I would recommend doing those.
As soon as they're available?
Well, you can do them as soon as you're available. You might find some of them quite difficult as soon as they become available. But definitely do them. Look for the, I think it's like, there's like four or five different like single points on the map. They're like these climbs that Aloy has to do to get the specific point. You find like a collectible, like it's like an antique. They're very, very good. Find those as well. And do all that kind of stuff as well as you're doing the main story. Yeah, so, you know? So break it down like that. So you're doing them as the story progresses.
So as I'm moving through the map, kind of hit all those points?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I went first of all and just found all of the, you know, the big tall, have you scaled one of those yet?
No, not
the
yet. The long necks? I haven't seen those yet, no.
Well, when you do,
yeah,
you'll be bitten by it. You kind of be like, I kind of want to unlock that part of the map and this part and this part. And then yeah, as they yeah, become, yeah. Yeah, very, very good. Very good game. Very
no, good. Yeah, I'm intrigued to get further and further into it.
But
it's hard to just like commit myself to it whenever in the back of my head I'm going, I kind of want to play Fallout right now,
man. Like, that's it. Like, let's talk a little bit about this, because I'm so into Fallout and I'm not playing Fallout.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I like the story, the lore, everything right now has just got me like,
it's the hype for just Fallout has me 76.
They've done it so well.
They have done it really
it's got
well.
Me to the point where I actually want to buy, not that I'll be able to play it here, but the collector's edition of 76, just so I get the power armor helmet.
The helmet,
you
yeah.
You know what I mean? And a map that glows in the dark.
Obviously, you need that.
I mean, I don't know what it is, man. I didn't realize how much there was to Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Until I started looking at it.
It's holy, not even Fallout 4. It's like
the Fallout world. Yeah, the
so
lore.
Much in there.
It's brilliant.
Because you never played 3 either, and like, no. there's just so much there, man. Yeah. So good.
I really want to get into it. I'm listening to, as I was saying, that guy Oxhorn, who does the lore. He's brilliant.
Cool.
And some of the stuff that I'm picking up on before I even go into it is so cool. I also watched, I don't know if you've seen our YouTube search history lately, but I was like showing Aaron like a load of different game trailers and stuff. We watched the Reach one again.
Oh.
Man.
Oh.
That's one of the best trailers
ever. Full
we
stop.
Both were sitting at the end of it just with goosebumps.
Just, yeah.
The guy flying up into the Covenant spaceship.
And the piano music. Dum,
bum, bum, yeah.
Bum.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking
and
epic.
It just shows it and it's like, just remember.
Yeah.
Reach.
Just fantastic.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. What? This was news and I didn't even fucking pick up on it. And I'm a massive Halo fan. It's only because it's obvious they're like main topic this week. There's a Halo TV show.
That's right. Yes. It's been announced. Yes.
By Showtime.
Yes.
This could be amazing.
Yes.
See if they capture just what you've described.
The Reach.
With Reach.
Yes.
If they can,
because that advertisement was phenomenal.
If you can recreate that, and it's live action.
Yeah.
It's a live action fucking advert or trailer.
Yeah.
You can just recreate that atmosphere with that music.
Yeah.
That kind of ambiance and the kind of like desperation of that.
Yeah.
You have a fucking hit.
I wonder
on
when
your
it's
going
to be set.
Yeah. There's so many options. They could go Reach kind of timeline before Chief's story.
Yeah.
They could do during Chief's story.
Like, do you think his Chief could be in it? Or do you
think
is it just going to be someone that you hear of? I think it should be like that. Like, you hear the characters talking of this person.
The Master Chief. Like.
Yeah.
Because we know, we've played the games, we know he is a legend because we've done the things that he does.
Yeah.
So if you're kind of like watching the show, you can like hear about things that you played.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
Rather than just showing you the things you've played because you've done that. I'd love the idea of just kind of like, did you ever see the trailers for Halo 3? It's kind of like people are on the ground. Like, there's some soldiers on the ground. They're kind of like waiting for Chief.
No.
That's absolutely brilliant. It's kind of like there's these veterans and they're telling their story about the war.
Right.
On Earth.
Okay.
And they're like going, and they're just describing like what was happening. We were just on the ground and we knew the Chief was up there, but we couldn't get him down. And then it goes to like a live action shot of like them just like fighting the brutes.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like Chief is there, you know, you never see Chief, but he's up in like a pelican or something.
Yeah.
They're just kind of, we needed to clear the whatever, the LZ to get the Chief down.
I love the way he's just such a hero, like such a legend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, this is for the Chief and the Chief is this. Oh,
even among the Covenant, like the baddies,
he is
the demon. Like he is just something else. Like he's a league above. And like, I don't think you should feature him. He shouldn't be the main character. Definitely the main character. He shouldn't even be a side character. But have him there.
He should be in the lore anyway.
Yeah. The repercussions of his actions should be felt throughout the show. If it could be before Chief sort of
main
actions. But yeah, no need to focus on sort of a dedicated story within what happens in Halo.
Is there any word on when this is coming?
2019. I think it's going to shoot the start of 2019. So maybe the end of 2019 or start of 2020 before we see it.
So excited.
I am so excited.
Because we also have we have the Lord of the Ring. We have the Middle Earth.
We have Middle Earth. We have the Witcher.
I still haven't played The Witcher, man.
I know, and you should.
I know.
You should just play it.
But I like Skyrim.
Yeah. The Witcher is actually better.
I know it is. And I know it probably will be, but I love
Skyrim.
But
it is different. Like, it's not
I know
just
it's
as
different.
Yeah.
But my God.
I think whenever you see The Witcher, because I think if they're going to do anything like what the games are, like with the kind of music and.
Yeah.
Themes, if you see it, you'll want to play it immediately. Yeah. Because sometimes the gameplay of The Witcher, you know, if you're just playing like a random mission, it doesn't actually highlight what is so good about it, which is the story, the world, the ambience, the atmosphere, you know.
I like that. Speaking of The Witcher as well, also, we'll definitely have to get, well, my one's going on holiday, I'll have the free house again. And we will do the...
Lamb?
We'll do the Lamb, but we'll also do just a night just with the Witcher 3 soundtrack.
Yes.
And we'll just tabletop it.
Tabletop
downstairs. We'll get Sinker, Sarah, Ashley and myself, you, a reinvention of the QCon.
Team.
Jenga.
Jenga.
Well, we'll get a good big tabletop thing going. Make a tavern. Yep. We'll get a keg. We'll have mead.
We'll get a keg.
We'll get proper mead cups. Yeah. I've wanted to do this for so long.
I'll bring my tankard.
You should.
Yeah, for sure. We should do that.
Definitely.
Or if someone's willing, we could do D&D.
Oh my God, D&D would be great. Like,
could be.
I haven't
could
played it, but I'd love to.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add to this?
Not really, no. I mean, I
can't think of anything else I think I need to add to this podcast. It's just, we were on such a high from the 100 subscribers today.
I think that's the big takeaway from this, is that we finally hit 100.
We're
fucking happy about that.
Yeah, we're very happy. And because of it, it's kind of given us not even a second wind. It's just like another boost.
Yeah, it's just another fucking...
get stuff done.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly.
And we have... there has been a bit of content lacking on the channel.
That's because behind the scenes, we're kind of planning on changing things, particularly with this podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to change some things with the set. This is the first thing you'll probably notice.
With how it goes out.
Yeah.
Consistency. How to find us, consistency, things like that there. Because obviously, we're not looking to make... well, we're not trying to make a massive push with our gaming videos, I don't think.
Yeah, not at the minute. We're kind of focusing on this.
We want to make a push with the podcast. We want people to listen more on a regular basis. And we want to expand our horizons with our...
Our
topics. And which I think we are doing.
I think we're making
a good job, but we're slowly but surely just branching out.
The channel is still going to be probably gaming, mainly gaming focused. 100%. But like, I think... and there hasn't been a video for the channel in a bit.
It's gaming focused, but it's an entertainment kind of...
it's
going to
be more consistent with videos coming in, you know, whether it's going to be a Boojum fucking
cheat day challenge, whether it's a let's play
of a game,
things that we enjoy to do.
It's going to get more quality-ish.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's it. Like, and it's not one of those things where it's like, you know, oh yeah, we're not making content because it's all about quality. And
we just
genuinely want to put out a good quality video.
Yeah.
The next
video
that we want on that channel.
To be really good.
Bar like part of either the Minecraft series or the podcast. Not saying that they're like lacking quality, but they're easy videos to get done.
Yeah.
You know, but we're looking for the next...
something different.
Yeah, we want something big. Another like Fallout video for us or something like that. You know, where it's just like... but yeah, expect to see that soon as well. This is 55, and 55. If my counting is correct, we have to 59
until we take a break.
I think it's the 6th today. It's the 6th today. This one's gonna go up on the 9th, so that'll be 55. 6 or 7. We'll go to 58.
58, and then we take like a month's break.
A month's break, yeah.
From the podcast, I think.
Just a month to get things right. Yeah. Throughout the month of August, there will be no podcast, I don't think.
There might be a couple of videos, sure.
But there'll be no podcast until we figure out a couple of things with our mixer.
Yeah.
With our mics.
Our set.
We get our set sorted.
Yeah. And we're gonna reconfigure how we... sort of structure.
Yes.
And the focus.
Yes.
And how we actually put it out as well.
Yes.
The method we put it out with.
Yes, 100%.
So a couple things can change.
Just to make it a lot more accessible.
Yeah. And easier for us to do, because the minute's kind of convoluted and we don't always hit our targets because it's a bit more awkward than it needs to be.
Yeah.
So we're just going to streamline the process.
But rest assured, like, what will still remain is the fact that we love getting together every single week to do a podcast.
Yeah.
Nothing will take away from that.
Talking shit
every single week. We hope that continues, and we hope that you can be a part of it. And if you want to be a part of it, remember, you can find this podcast and all the previous podcasts over at youtube.com. Just search for Excite Gaming until we get our dedicated URL up and running. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't done, guys. Just because we hit 100 doesn't mean we want to stop
we want to
keep pushing there.
We
want to get the 200, then we want to get the 500, then 1,000.
Then 3,000. Then a million.
We're going to go 3,000, a million.
Yeah.
Because it seems like the logical progression. Yeah. But no, if you can help us out with that, guys, it would be tremendous. You know, even if it's just letting somebody else know about the channel, That helps.
Or if you're already subscribed and you just want to give us a little boost, leave a wee comment saying, nice.
Good show, good podcast.
Good video, guys.
Or just or talk about like something button.
That we, yeah, if there's anything here that,
just
like,
a click.
If there's anything here that we, like, even remotely interested you, or you were kind of like, oh, that's a cool topic, just comment and say, yeah.
Oh my God, or if you just want to hear us talk about a specific topic.
Oh yeah, holy shit, that'd be fantastic. Yeah. If you have any questions, like, we would more than happily, like, discuss
them. I think at this point now, it's almost like the questions we'll just make into a full-blown topic.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
If we get one.
I think that's a really easy way to go about it. I think we should go about that when we come back as well. Like, so say, for example, we've got a question, like, did we enjoy The Incredibles 2 trailer?
We'll
or whatever
do that as our...
We'll, the Incredibles 2 will be our feature that night.
Yeah, which is coming out the 13th of July, by the way.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Can't wait indeed. Lots to look forward to. Lots to get on with this week, D. We're amped. We're pumped. We're ready to go. Thank you for joining us on another pleasurable evening in the podcast. Is that it?
That's it.
Yeah. We'll see you all next week. Goodbye. God bless and be safe.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Good.